Right now, let's talk Medicaid expansion. We've got Matt Mayer, CEO of the Liberty Foundation of America. And Matt, you and your people have done a little talking to some Ohio voters. And what's the result? Do we want this or do we not want this?
Well, according to voters, both statewide, when you look at the breakdown, Republicans and independent voters absolutely oppose Medicaid expansion in the general sense. More recently, we hit Senate District 10 and 12, which is Senator Faber's district and Senator Chris Widener, who's expected to be the last vote for that controlling board. And both of their voters are not in favor of expanding it, especially this way, through this executive order and controlling board vote. They just don't think that's the right way to do it if you're going to do it.
Okay. What about Democrats?
Well, Democrats, that's, you know, whenever you hear people say, oh, you know, Ohioans support Medicaid expansion, what you're really seeing is huge support by Democrats into the 80-85 percentile support, whereas Republicans tend to oppose it by around 70-75 percent, and independents are 55-60 percent opposed to it. But because the Democrat numbers are so high, it skews it to make it look like there's quote-unquote majority support, when really it just means base Democrats really, really want to support the president and expansion of big government, whereas Republican and independent voters here in Ohio are not excited about expanding a program that they know costs too much, gets mediocre results for recipients, and at the end of the day, is going to be something that breaks the state budget even more than it already does over the next decade.
Yeah, when you listen to the talk about it, and I've talked to Governor Kasich a couple of times, he almost makes it like it's not a money issue. It's not a, you know, anything other than we need to take care of our weakest people in the state. When you do the polling, when you talk to people, does that resonate at all with people?
Well, I mean, look, everybody wants to make sure that we put a hand down for those who need it. And remember, that's what Medicaid does already. The vast majority of the expansion will go to single, childless men who have some source of income. And so the question becomes, if it's a priority to do it, is the best way to do that through increased federal deficit spending, or do we have to make different priorities with state spending in order to take care of these issues? And that didn't happen in the budget. It didn't happen in the last budget. And so it's kind of one of those Johnny-come-lately issues of, oh, we really need to do this. Now it's not a priority to do it with state money. But, boy, if we can get that quote-unquote free federal money, then let's grab it. But right now, if the states that aren't expanding Medicaid stay where they are, which would be a majority of states, by the way, it would save the American taxpayer over $500 billion over the next 10 years in deficit spending. That's not a trifle amount of money, and there are better ways for us to deal with these vulnerable populations that may need help. And let's do it the right way, which is through state action, state money, and prioritize accordingly.
You know, we talk an awful lot in the last couple of weeks about the federal government shutdown and the debt ceiling and all that. When you put it in those kind of terms, $500 billion, do you get a sense on a federal level, Matt, that that's a part of the conversation, or is it just, hey, we're making this money available because we know that, you know, like they say, a majority of Ohioans, whether they be, you know, all Democrat or what, they want it, so we're going to make it available?
Well, look, it is rare when the federal government offers free money that anybody turns it down. I mean, this is a historic moment where right now a majority of states have said, no, we're not going to take that free money, i.e. deficit spending, into the future that, you know, Chinese bondholders and all those folks. We're not going to do that. We're going to say no and do this a different way. So this is a rare moment because, as you know, over the course of the last 80 years, whenever the federal government said, hey, want some money,
yeah,
people take it.
Yep.
And this is where we expect our policyholders, they need to make tough choices. And it's not making the tough choice to grab the free money, knowing that 3 years from now, it's going to start putting increased pressure on the state budget because we have a 10% share. And what we don't know is, what's that 10% share of? It's an unknown number because we don't know how many are going to show up, how much they're going to cost. And we also know, given what just happened in Washington with the deficit and the debt ceiling, it is unlikely that the federal government is going to meet its obligation at 90% in 3 years, which means, are we going to have to pick up more of that share? And the idea that we're going to kick people off a program once we've added them, as we all know, is just kind of, you know, it's like it goes with pixie dust and unicorns.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, too. As a taxpayer, you're paying the feds for the quote-unquote free money, and then you're going to be picking up the tab as a state taxpayer as well. Complicated for sure, but we'll continue the coverage because the governor is expected to make a move on that today. And Matt Mayer, appreciate the insight.